everyone has taken a different path to get to where they are, and they take different approaches to how they lead. And so that's what I'm most excited about, is we're going to get to hear those stories. And I think, once again, probably learn something from everyone we have on.
Hi, I'm Christine Shaw, CEO and President of Naylor Association Solutions, and I'm your host of the Association Advisor Podcast. We'll learn from successful association executives, partners, and clients on how to create a thriving, prosperous, and value-driven association. I invite you to join me in keeping informed and, most importantly, keeping your association profitable. Our goal is to leave you feeling inspired, more confident, and more knowledgeable. This is the Association Advisor Podcast.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Association Advisor Podcast, brought to you by Naylor Association Solutions. I'm your host, Christine Shaw. This season, we're diving deep into leadership, the kind that influences, inspires, and pushes us to reach new heights. Great leaders have vision. They motivate us to take bold steps. And let's be honest, they make all the difference in what we do. And right now, strong leadership is more crucial than ever. In Season 2 of the Association Advisor Podcast, get ready to hear from some phenomenal association leaders as they share their stories, strategies, and hard-earned lessons. These conversations are packed with insights to give you the edge in leading your own association to success. But before we jump ahead, let's take a moment to reflect on how far we've come. To help me do that, I've invited Sarah Sain, CAE and VP of Content Services at Naylor, to join me. Sarah is fresh off leading the charge on our 2024 Association Benchmarking Report, and she's here to share some key takeaways that shows us what's on the horizon for associations. Welcome, Sarah. Let's get right into it.
Thanks, Christine. I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah, glad to have you back. So let's get into this. So this is a report you've done for years, and it's really the highlight of what we do, and it pinpoints what associations are focusing on and what their top priorities are. So why don't you give us an overview of the report, Sarah?
Of course. Yeah. First off, thank you for having me back. It's great to be able to lay a little bit of groundwork for season two of the podcast. Season one went great, so I'm excited to jump in again with you and help have some great guests on who we're going to feature their stories. It's going to be fantastic. As you said, the 2024 Association Benchmarking Report, which is now in its 13th year, is a joint research project between Naylor and Association Advisor. And the report itself is based on survey data that we collect each year from hundreds of association professionals at all different levels of their organizations. What we end up with is this valuable resource that associations can use through the highlighted data that we present, the trends that we bring forward on everything from leadership and strategic planning to member communications and engagement, including the tools that they use to do those functions. We look at career and workforce development, events, technology, non-dues revenue, really anything and everything that involves an association. So over time, we've ended up with this detailed analysis of how associations have evolved that not only shines a light on where they've been and what's changed for them over almost a decade and a half at this point, but we really are shining a light on where they're going in the future.
Thank you. That's really helpful, Sarah. And speaking of time, let's go back a year in time. As you know, one of the number one pain points or priorities for associations is generating that non-dues revenue. How does that compare to some of the key takeaways that you found this year?
First off, you're absolutely right. One of the biggest takeaways we look at each year is the biggest challenges that associations are facing, because I think that really shows us the problems that associations are facing and then how they're aiming to solve those, because that's going to show us really where they're prioritizing their time and their efforts. And this year, 65% of those surveyed said that generating non-dues revenue is a top challenge. Now, like you said, last year was the first time in the history of the survey that generating non-dues revenue topped that challenge list. So it really signaled a turning point to us in where the priorities are for associations. And this year, not only was generating non-dues revenue still at the top of the list, but it actually had increased by 7 percentage points, which means that it's even more of a concern this year than last year. So it's not necessarily the direction we were hoping things would go, but it really does highlight, just when we look at things like where inflation stands and how that is still something that is very much in the environment that associations are dealing with. There's a constant debate over whether there's an impending recession on the way. Prices are continuing to be an issue. Even if the rise in prices has slowed a little bit, they're still very high. All of that plays into just a continuing need to drive non-dues revenue at associations to continue to make sure that they can be profitable and sustainable long into the future. Now, what's interesting is the second biggest challenge that associations face is communicating member benefits effectively. So the way I look at this, you know, for many associations, the benefits they offer and many of their non-dues revenue opportunities are so intertwined. Those things play into each other constantly. So to me, the real takeaway here is not just where is there an opportunity to bring in more revenue to sustain the association, but where is there also a way to bring more value to members so that you can retain that membership and grow it and make sure that members are feeling like they're getting real value from being a part of your organization?
Yeah, and I think let's stay here for a minute, Sarah, because the underlying thing is membership retention and non-dues revenue go hand in hand.
Yes.
And we're seeing higher attrition rates, which speaks to value. Because let's face it, if someone's getting value for something, they're going to keep doing it. If they feel they're not getting value, they're going to make a different decision. So really, when it comes to non-dues revenue, it's not about the money. It's really about creating that member engagement and providing members information and content that creates that value.
Yeah, 100%. You've hit on it right there. It's not just about bringing in money. It's about showing value. And then in many cases, not all cases, but many cases, the money will come from that because you're giving a benefit to the association members, where they are in their career journey, with what their company needs, what they need as part of their career. You're moving them forward in a way that provides real value.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, that's what it is. It's value,
yeah,
membership, engagement, and community, because that's a big part of what we do. So the other thing I want to address is something that's brand new in this year's report, which is the great topic of artificial intelligence. You cannot get through a day without talking about, hearing about, thinking about AI as a tool that associations can use for some of their communications and engagement. So tell us what the survey response has to say about this new technology.
Yeah, and I have to say, this is probably the most surprising result to me out of this year's survey. So even though AI has been around for a while now, I don't think it's necessarily new to all of us. I think there's still a lot of misunderstanding and uncertainty and even fear around how to use AI within our day-to-day and how associations feel like they can do that properly. And that includes ethically, legally. They're wanting to make sure that they're cautious where they need to be. But this year's report found that only 6% of respondents use AI frequently to engage with members. Well, on the opposite end of that, 64%, which is almost two-thirds of those who said they don't use it at all. So I found that to be, even for associations who are often the first ones to tell you they are not on the front end of embracing new technology, but that's a pretty low adoption rate at this point in the technology. So I was really surprised by that.
Yeah, I think really what it comes down to, there's a lot of businesses, not just associations, that are trying to figure out, how do you incorporate AI into a meaningful way? And so while it's surprising to me, everyone's talking about it, it's not surprising to me that they're still trying to work out how to incorporate it into an advantage or a member engagement tool. And the good thing is the ASAE, they're working with their AI annual summit to help bring this to the forefront of associations. So I think there's a lot of work going on around that and to be done there. But
I agree.
It's great to be talking about it. And I think together we will help solve some of those challenges and bring opportunities to associations with that. So Sarah, what else in this report? Was there anything that surprised you or that had a meaningful change year over year from your experience?
Yeah, I think one of the additional key takeaways was how associations are looking at their various engagement channels with associations. This is something we kind of look at every year and can really judge long term, kind of what's having an impact on member engagement. This year, we tend to look at the top 10 engagement channels. And this year, that list was dominated by events and digital communications. They've always had a heavy presence. But really, that was the list this year. You fell into one of those two areas. networking events specifically, as well as annual and regional events, in addition to traditional conferences and trade shows, that's always at the top. They just really dominated. It just goes to show that I think what we all know, face-to-face contact is invaluable. And when it comes to building authentic relationships, as great as remote working opportunities and flexible work opportunities are fantastic, nothing replaces face-to-face opportunities to learn and connect and grow, particularly when it comes to our businesses and our careers. And this year's survey really just showed that.
Well, and our experience recently at the ASA annual meeting really demonstrated that point. I mean, the energy, the excitement, the enthusiasm was just palpable, and it's great to have those in-person connections. So that's fantastic. And I really, on behalf of Naylor and all associations, want to thank you for the good work you and your team do to produce it. It's really good information, and the insights are invaluable to us. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Let's pivot a little bit and talk about, we relaunched the Association Advisor. We just completed season one. So I want to talk a little bit about that season.
Yeah.
And you know, you helped me, Sarah, create an amazing group of guests and topics. So thank you for that. Could you share a few of the highlights from your perspective for our first season?
Oh, yeah. So I knew you were going to ask me this question, and it was still really hard to think through and narrow down what really stood out, because so many of the episodes had just great nuggets of information and pieces of people's story that I took away from them. But two that stood out to me, and I'll go through them really quickly. Christina Llewellyn of Atlas. She was fantastic. I really connected and learned from her and hearing about her approach to leadership. I think the thing that was unique about hearing from her is she talked about coming up in leadership and really being determined to lead differently than others. And then she followed through. And to me, it was the follow through part, because that's the hardest part. I think so many people want to be great leaders and take risks, but it can be really hard to do when you're in the day-to-day of things to actually do that. So to hear from Christina and what she's done with her staff and with her association, which is a newer association, so they've really, you know, embraced being able to do things differently, I found that really inspiring. Another kind of light bulb moment for me, which is a little personal, Hillary Marsh, our very last episode of the season, the content company. I lead our content team, so of course this stuck with me, but how she talked about how what most associations are missing is a conductor for their content, someone who can come in and play that role of bringing together all those individual content pieces and products and platforms and make sure that they don't just shine individually, but that together they create something really cohesive and beautiful. And that message really stood to me. I love that.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of amazing guests. I know we're a little biased because we curated this show, especially you.
I know.
But I have to say, I was really impressed because every message was different from what it offered, but united in the fact that solving problems and coming together and building powerful, successful associations. There were so many good insights. And I really love that we kicked it off with Michelle Mason as the CEO of the ASAE. Her strategy and vision for the future of associations was a real powerful moment. And the theme, of course, is In Unity and We Thrive was the theme of ASAE annual meeting. And she really brought that home in the experience. And I believe that that's a mantra that has sat with me and that I took really to heart, that in unity, we do thrive. And I think that's one of the benefits of this podcast and bringing leadership together. While we each have our own association to manage and run our business, by sharing what works and what doesn't really helps us all succeed, because we all have the same goal at the end of the day, which is to empower associations to be successful.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. ASAE annual meetings theme for this year, 2024, just seemed right on target for everything they've been working on, for so much of what we had talked about with our guest in season one. It just really all came together, the idea of unity and community and how they all interplay. So it just all came together so well.
I like that. You just gave me a new phrase, unity and community. Yes. So Sarah, our focus for season two of the show is leading successful associations. What are you looking forward to learning as we start diving into this topic?
I really like this topic. And I realize leadership as a topic, on the surface, it can seem vague because it encompasses so much and so many different experiences and perspectives. But I think that's what's great about it, because we can have 12 different guests over the course of the season, and we're going to hear 12 different stories, 12 Absolutely. Different journeys into the role that they're in and what they've experienced and how they approach leading their team, leading their membership. So everyone has taken a different path to get to where they are, and they take different approaches to how they lead. And so that's what I'm most excited about, is we're going to get to hear those stories. And I think, once again, probably learn something from everyone we have on.
Absolutely. And, you know, to that point, our listenership has grown every episode. We're getting some great new subscribers. So I think our messages and our information we're sharing is really resonating. And just to let our listeners know, to continue to follow us, of course, is the Association Advisor podcast. You can find it wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also find us at Naylor.com. There's a tab under resources for the Association Advisor. And of course, you can find me, Christine A. Shaw, at LinkedIn, and Sarah.
I am on LinkedIn as well at Sarah D. Sane. And so happy to connect with everybody. I do want to also make a point to mention, we actually also just booked our 2024 Association Benchmarking Report webinar. That is going to be on October 23rd. So this episode is going to come out in plenty of time for people to sign up and make sure they can attend that. The theme of the webinar is going to be The Future Is Now. We're going to be talking past, present, and future of everything. We're going deep dive, going into a deep dive on the benchmarking report. So I hope as many people as can join us as possible.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. So again, let me just say, very grateful for all the contributions you've made standing back up the Association Advisor. I'm really looking forward to season two and to continue to grow our listenership. So thank you so much, Sarah.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you for listening to the Association Advisor podcast, brought to you by Naylor Association Solutions. If you'd like to access more resources to serve your association needs or join our newsletter, you can visit our website at Naylor.com or just click the links in the show notes of this episode. Please be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast listening app, like Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, so you won't miss an episode. Also, I'd love to hear from my listeners directly. Feel free to email me at Christine, Christine@Naylor.com. Until next time, we at Naylor are wishing your association success.